This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
C'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient. On se dit qu'à 20 ans, on est les rois du monde, et qu'éternellement, il y aura dans nos yeux tout le ciel bleu. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Chaleur et de bonheur. Un beau jour c'est l'amour et le cœur bat plus vite, car la vie suit son cours et l'on est tout heureux d'être amoureux. C'est le temps de l'amour, le temps des copains et de l'aventure. Quand le temps va et vient, à rien malgré ses blessures, car le temps de l'amour c'est long et c'est court, ça dure toujours, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient, on s'en souvient.
Good morning.
Good morning, Wairarapa.
Yeah.
How's it going? You're with 92.7 Arrow FM.
Your community access show.
We changed the name of our show, didn't we?
Yeah, we Camille? Did, and it's way better.
It's not What's Up Wairarapa anymore.
No.
It's What's Going On Wairarapa.
Yeah, so or just What's Going On.
What's Going On.
Oh, we haven't discussed this. We should have had a meeting before.
That's all right. We can have our meeting now in front of the audience, can't we?
Look, welcome everybody.
Good morning. It's 2 minutes past nine. Yes, you are on 92.7 Arrow FM, brought to you by Trust House.
Yes, thank you, Trust House.
We've got a pretty busy show today. We've got a couple of guests, haven't we?
Yes, we do. And how lucky are we to be able to have guests on our show at this community base station?
Very, very lucky. Very lucky. People actually want to come up here and discuss their what they're doing as well.
Yeah, and anyone can do it, by the way. And we have also one of our guests is Kane Harris, who's here to talk to us about the High Voltage Presents the Vinyl Fair at the Marston YMCA. So we'll get into that soon. We also have who?
We've got David Headley from Headley's Bookshop.
Now,
he's an iconic resident of the local area, and
of course
runs our local bookshop, which is fantastic.
Headley's
Everyone
bookshop,
should start
oddly
getting
enough.
Back into their books, eh?
So he's coming to talk to us about something to do with books.
Yes.
Yes, so we'll have more information about that soon. I'm not going to give it all away right now, because I actually don't know yet. So,
hey, our previous track, that opening track was Le Temps de l'Amour by Francois Hardy.
We love that. And Kane, our guest, has just told me that she died recently.
Oh, no.
That was right, eh? Gosh, what if I got it wrong? She's dead and she's not. So she's just a fantastic, it's just fantastic music. It really, really is. So have a look into that if you want to one day.
Maybe we could pull up another track later on.
Absolutely.
Mr. David Headley.
Mr.
David Headley has arrived. Hello. Come on in and have
good
a seat.
Good morning. Good morning.
We love
Come in.
This.
Yes, this is fun.
So
isn't
good morning, Mr. Headley. I am Camille. This is Wayne. And this is
Wayne.
Kane.
Glad to meet you.
Yes, lovely to see you.
So we will be talking to Kane first quickly about the vinyl fair, and then we will talk to you about what you're up to, if that's okay with you.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Excellent, excellent. So let's get into it, and I'll start by talking to you, Kane. So, Kane, you got hold of me via Facebook when I put up a post, and you told me about a record fair that you're going to be doing soon. Tell me where and when.
Right, so we'll be rocking the YMCA down on Queen Street on the 2nd of November from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That is going to be amazing. And what should people expect?
Oh, what won't they expect? We have every music format you can imagine. We've got sellers from all around the Lower North Island coming, as well as a few locals, digging through their crates and their collections to bring you all sorts of cool stuff.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, so you might even find some Francois Hardy in there.
Oh, my goodness, imagine that. So it really is worth coming to these kind of fairs because there are treasures, aren't there?
There are so many treasures.
Yeah.
So many treasures.
Yeah, and the thing is, there's so many people who are so enthusiastic about vinyl and music, so this is like Disneyland for them, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think you can, you know, put your phone in your pocket and keep your digital for when you want it.
Yes.
But when you're at home, enjoy music.
Absolutely.
Take that solid format, whether it's an LP, a 7-inch, a cassette, a CD, whatever it is, and just really enjoy it for what it is.
Oh, you're talking my language.
And what the artist intended, you know?
Yes. Yeah. So can you please tell me, how did you get into this, Kane?
Oh, well, a long time ago.
Yeah, back in the 80s.
Yeah, yeah. My first musical love that really got me into music was an obsession with The Doors.
Oh, yes.
Jim Morrison and The Doors.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it's still continuing today. I was listening to a live album of theirs on the way in on a CD.
Yeah.
And that began it. And from there, I started collecting records. My first LP I ever bought was Queen, A Night at the Opera, for $2 from a second-hand shop.
No way.
I still have the LP.
Yes,
and
you
I've
do.
Never replaced it.
That's the idea.
And from there, that was my passion. And I've just continued and gone along and been involved in musical scenes all around the country.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, just...
Do you play an instrument?
I can't play a thing.
Do you sing?
Well, I attempt to.
Yes.
Yeah, no,
that's an instrument, isn't
love,
it? Even if it's not tuned.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, that's where I started. And from there, 2 years ago, I jumped into a vinyl fair to clear out some of my extras.
Yes.
And that started a whole new avenue of passion for me. And so this will be the third vinyl fair I've hosted here in the Wairarapa.
I was going to ask you how long these have been running and who is High Voltage?
High Voltage is just my... you know, it's a little throwback tribute to AC/DC, as well as in a former life, I was actually a professional wrestler. That's a different story. We'll get maybe another time.
Oh, man, I'm having you come on my other show. Come on my other show,
And my wrestling handle was Lazarus Volt. So
prove it that you were a wrestler. No.
YouTube.
Full Nelson.
YouTube is forever. I can never get away from it.
Hey, I know what I'm going to be doing later. Oh, that's amazing. Look, so this is going to be at the Masterton YMCA. We all know where the Masterton YMCA, but if you don't, it's 371 Queen Street. It's going to be going from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So make sure that you get in there. Get in there early too, because you will not be the only one searching for treasures. I can tell you that. And it says to bring cash. So is it cash only?
Yeah, most of the vendors are cash only. Some will do bank transfer. Few of us have FBOS or anything.
Yeah.
This technically advances that because, you know, it's a side hustle.
Got to keep that tax man at bay.
Beep. No. So, okay, this is going to be fantastic. There's going to be so much there. And he also does buy vinyl, but just talk to him on the day. You'll be able to see him. He's the one with the metal spikes out the top of his ears.
Antenna.
Yeah, I've got to remember that I'm on radio sometimes and those pauses is dead end. That's not good. So, no, that absolutely is fantastic. Is there anything else do you think we need to know?
Follow me on social media, please.
Ah, yes.
Get my numbers up. Instagram, High Voltage Wairarapa, as well as Facebook.
Absolutely. And if you see one of
I'll
his posts, these amazing looking posters are going to be around, and they've got a little scanny thing. Oh, yes.
QR code as well.
Can hold it
up.
There you go.
And there's a little scanny thing at the bottom that will take you to his social media there on Instagram.
QR code.
So please, these posters are freaking cool. I'm keeping that.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll put it up and then I'll take it home.
Can I give a little shout out to my poster designer?
Yes.
Aaron at Scorch Ginger.
Wow.
Local legend.
Is he?
Yep.
Scorch Ginger.
He knows what I like. So, come down after your post-Halloween hangover and come buy some vinyl.
He knows what
he
likes.
Excellent. Man, how many storeholders do you think are going to be down there?
We'll probably have around about 10 to 12.
Oh, that sounds cool. Fantastic. Yep. That sounds fantastic. So you have a huge variety of music, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. There's all sorts of cool stuff, whether you're into, you know, a little bit of country or you're into a little bit of heavy metal and everything in between.
Excellent.
I need to ask this. Is there going to be anyone selling posters?
Posters? Yes, I think we have one person selling some posters.
That'll be cool. Yeah. That will be really, really cool. Kane, thank you so much for coming in. It's taken us a few weeks to get here, but I really appreciate you, and I will be following you, but you have to follow me back.
I will do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming in. We are here at 92.7 Arrow FM, your community-based access station. This is our show, What's Going On, with Wayne and Camille. We are now going to talk to David Headley.
Mr. Headley, so glad to see you. Nice to meet you, actually.
Yes. And me too. Welcome. Yeah. So, David, what brings you into our show this morning?
Well, we've been doing this book festival now since 2001. Oh. It's a sort of combination of the libraries throughout the region, Headley's Books and Fraser Books, who are a local publisher. And we came up with this idea back in 2001, actually, that we would have a festival celebrating, in particular, the printed book, rather than just, you know, reading, but reading as well, of course.
Yes.
But the printed book, and have a festival and bring authors to the region to celebrate the printed book and inspire people to enjoy reading.
Yeah.
So that's where it all started back then. We've been going ever since, every second year. And this year we start tomorrow, actually, with a music theme.
How apt.
It's a sort of flow in from the vinyl fair coming up. I love vinyl too, by the way.
David.
Yeah, I've got my dad's turntables.
No way.
He was into classical music, but it's an original turntable, and I've been able to keep it going. Still got
What brand is it?
It's a, well,
to actually, put you on the spot, sorry.
No, it's a, I've just forgotten what it is actually.
Not a Philco.
It's a really unusual brand. It's kind of, I think it was actually a sort of a generic brand. It wasn't a big name. It's not it's not a Pioneer or anything.
Yes.
But it was of that ilk.
Yeah.
But, and it's got different components in it as well, which makes it a bit tricky. He'd had it handmade, I think.
That's amazing. And it still works.
Yep, still goes.
That's amazing.
Anyway, tomorrow we've got Paul Mullaney, who's probably not that well known here, but what he's done is very well known, because he's got a band called Gramsci, which people may know, but he's now become a poet, so he's writing poems. But he's most well known as the musical director for Shakespeare Pop-Up Globe in Auckland. He did put to music all these amazing Shakespeare sonnets.
No
and
way.
Got all these great musicians like Julia Deans to sing them. He sang as well. But he's also the musical producer for WOW, the Wearable Arts Award.
Yeah, and that's on at the moment, isn't it?
He's multi-talented, incredible guitarist, just a wonderful musician in all respects. So he's doing a one-hour recital at the bookshop.
No way. Where is he from?
He's Auckland-based.
Yes.
British originally, but came out as a young man. Over 30 albums he's produced.
I've heard the name before.
Sort of a flows under people in the music industry know all about him. They, you know, people really respect him as a musician. So that's really cool. So he's doing a one-hour recital of poems and music in the bookshop to sort of kick things off. It's also New Zealand Bookshop Day tomorrow, which is kind of cool. So there's a bookshop hop where people can go from bookshop to bookshop throughout the region.
That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Hundreds of people have already registered. You go into any of the shops through the region, you get a little passport, and then you can get a stamp in each shop. And like last year, there were groups coming from, like, friends, you know, just having a day out from Wellington and Palmerston, coming through and getting their stamp and going from shop to shop.
Yeah.
So that's going to be fun.
That's awesome.
And there's a little trade-off as well. I was noticing when I was reading in the newspaper, a little trade. So if you bring in a used book, you can get $5 off $5 off your new book, which is quite good.
We're doing that at Headley's. That's a cool thing to do, really, because what we decided, especially the older generation, they get a lot of, over the period of their life, they get a lot of books.
Yeah.
It's a bit like going trading your vinyl, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so you get to the stage where the bookcases are full. I mean, there's some books you always want to keep. Kang would always keep his doors open. Same thing. But other books, you're just happy to pass on to somebody else. And this way you can trade in and get something new and just refreshen the shelf. Yeah, that's the whole initiative that Headless is doing as part of the whole
promotion. I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, it is
good. And so, but we've got 13 events over the next 2 weeks as part of Yarns and Barns.
And where can people find all the information for these events?
Yeah, we've got it's all online
at
yarnsandbarns.co.nz.
Yeah.
And you can book. Tickets are very reasonable. They're only like $10 or many of them are free, but you can register or book online at Eventfinder or through that website.
Yes,
and all the libraries have got this little pink brochure.
Yes, we did get a shot, thank goodness.
Which lists all the events.
Yes,
and there's sort of something for everybody, really. It's rolls out a sort of gala event.
Yeah,
is Paddy Garr, the musical commentator,
who's a
very got a whole backstory, amazing guy. Totally smart.
He's an investigative journalist.
Oh, we're talking about Patrick Gower.
Yeah.
Wicked. That's going to draw people in too.
His new book, News.
One thing I've noticed about Headley's Bookshop is you do quite a few events because we promote them on the show.
Have you
always done that with Headley's Bookshop?
Yeah, we have. I've been bookselling just on 50 years.
Oh, no,
and,
yeah.
And it looks it, doesn't it? Yeah, I mean,
no.
But I have, events have always been an important part of what we do. I mean, we just love bringing authors to town so people, because if you meet an author, it kind of opens everything up a bit.
You know,
it just gives you the backstory of who they are. And it's really inspires you to read their books when you've met them. So
absolutely. Yeah. I would absolutely love to meet Sue McCauley. She's one of my favourite female writers in New Zealand. I've been going into your store since I was very small, and I can tell you it's just something that really did, you know, you get the book bug, and coming into your shop as a child and still as an adult, I still get the same feeling going in there. There's something magical about bookshops.
Yes, I think they are can be the hub of a community, can't they? And I think the great thing about independent stores is that, you know, our choice can be quite wide-ranging.
Mm.
We're not sort of dictated by a particular buyer in Auckland or an algorithm or whatever. There's always the unexpected when you come into a bookstore, rather than just buying a specific thing online.
Yeah.
If you can come into a store, you find the unexpected, and can broaden your whole horizon.
It really
And I feel like that's been the exciting part about book selling, is introducing people to new ideas.
Yes.
Widening their imagination. Yes. Maybe inspiring, maybe even helping them, you know, through difficult times.
Yeah.
Books can do that.
Oh, books can do so much. And as a person who has a very vivid and amazing imagination that I absolutely love, books just take me to a different world. Another question I have quickly for you is, how have you kept your business going for 50 years, and especially the way the economy and all that is these days? Are you finding it hard, but is it because of your passion?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. I mean, it's always been hard. Our business has been going for 116 years, so we've survived, major world wars, epidemics. At the same, there's been something like 16 family members in the business over the years.
Wow.
So intergenerational.
That's right.
Business.
My daughter Anna is now, very much part of it. And my son's in publishing.
Oh.
I mean, it's in our genes or something, our DNA. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, you just keep, it's the passion to keep going. And it has, it does get tough at times.
Yeah.
If I was wanting to make money, I wouldn't have been a bookseller. But
I've heard this, actually.
But the rewards are so immense, and having all that access to all the beautiful, all the amazing ideas and books, for me, is special.
Absolutely.
We just keep on keeping on,
brilliant.
But it's also kind of a tribute to our local community that they want to have a bookstore like ours in town.
Yeah. Mm.
So Masterton particularly, but the whole Wairarapa.
Yeah.
It should take credit for that, because it's, without our customers, without that realisation of the importance of a yep. having a local independent bookstore, because we would be, I think, you know, many bigger towns don't even have an independent bookstore.
I was going to say about 10 years ago, a lot of the bookshops were going down the Googler. No one was buying books. Yeah. Everyone had a Kindle.
Well, and it
was
up just again. Terrible. Yeah. Globally, they are actually.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't it funny how things do the rounds? It's almost like your vinyl, you see.
Exactly.
You know, it was
exactly
all getting phased out, and now it's selling out.
When I lived in London, I worked at HMV on Oxford Street, the biggest music store in the Northern Hemisphere at the time.
Wow.
And just post epidemic, it closed.
Yeah.
And it closed for about 6 years. They've just retaken over the store and reopened.
How wonderful.
Yeah. It was wonderful.
They were very, very lucky to do that. Yes. It was a massive icon in London, the HMV store. And when it closed, it was like, what's going to fill that void?
Mm.
Well, I remember when our local record store closed down here, and it was terrible. And then we had, what's his name? He was down at Jackson Street, and he had a little record store down there. And he opened up, but that went sort of down as well. And then all of a sudden, you can't buy records in Masterton. You can't even get a CD.
You can now.
When you go down to the vinyl fair.
I think if you pop into a local independent bookshop, you might find a few as
well. Oh, yes.
personal taste there, I might add. For Steve Trotman is, you know,
he used to be my neighbour. I know him well.
In-house music guru.
Well, not that well, but
he and I have similar tastes, so we kind of like indulge ourselves with some wonderful vinyl.
Steve's great.
It's all 60s and 70s, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
he's very knowledgeable and a great bookseller too.
Hi, Steve.
Very lucky to have great staff, because we've got, you know, Judy Christie and Doug and Bruce and Steve, and of course Jenny, my wife's a really capable bookseller, so, and now Anna as well. So we've got an amazing team.
Yeah, that's cool.
In fact, I've got four people have been with me for over a decade.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
Yeah. And that speaks volumes about you as well, David. Come on.
But more about books, I think. Hooked in on books.
Yeah, well, look, everyone has a role to play, and you guys do it so well, and I love that. Like, that's how I sort of see things in life. No matter what the person is, no matter how they are, the role they're playing is what they're meant to be, and they do it really well.
Well, it's about community too, about having a place in the community.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of all working together in a society. I think that everything, you know, is like that, isn't it? Like, if you could, especially in smallish towns, you know.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey,
and community
guys,
radio is very much part of that.
I think so too. I'm so passionate about this. Yeah. And getting people in here to share their passions and get to people on board with that as well. Hey, look, guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Yep, check out the rest of the festival. There's something for everybody. A lot for kids too.
Oh, and that's important too.
It's important to get the kids into reading.
Inspire
We've got that incredible
them.
Sam Smith, the comedian who writes for 7 days, and James Russell, the Dragon Master, they call him, coming to entertain kids at the library. I think it's Tuesday the 22nd.
Is it a real dragon?
No.
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Look, if you wanted to be a real dragon, you can be a real dragon.
Yes.
Your imagination is wonderful, isn't it?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have the vinyl fair coming up on the 2nd of November at the YMCA, and we have Yarns and Barns starting tomorrow,
going through to the Saturday of Labour Weekend.
Yeah, so absolutely. And you can find all the information for Yarns and Barns on Eventfinder and also Yarns and Barns on the internet. And Vinyl Fair, 2nd of November. Is that online anywhere?
Just on Facebook, there's an event there.
Yeah, excellent. Yep, so you can find all these details and put a reminder in your phone if you need to. Thank you so much for coming in. Wayne's going to chuck on a song now.
I'm going to chuck on a song. It's called No Time to Play. It's by Guru and Ronnie Jordan, and it's off the Jazzmatazz album.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Chump's trying to waste my time. I ain't got no time to play. Gotta make moves.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play. Gotta make moves with no delay.
Gotta make moves.
Never no time to play.
No time to play.
Gotta keep working every day. Never no time to play.
I gotta make moves.
Gotta make moves.
Nope, I can't stop. Nope, I can't stop to talk. I gotta go, I gotta go, yo. Basically, I'm a brother they depend on, lean on, so now I gotta be gone. I gotta keep strong, always staying busy.
kidding, cause I can never fall off. Laziness ain't getting to me, there's too much opportunity, and I'm not waiting for no one, cause slow ones, they don't get nothing done, son.
Never no time to play.
Short sport, make a move or get caught. Nothing lasts forever, nothing lasts forever, baby. Maybe you shouldn't act so crazy. Instead of trying to be the man, you could really be the man if you had a plan, understand? But I'm not the one to be waiting for you. Back in the day, I used to do stuff for you. Now I'm warning you that you really ain't no pimp, you wimp.
Never no time to play. Gotta keep working every day.
No time to play. And every day I need the cash, I need the cash money. With my rhyme display, I may take all the paper. Wow, I guess I have the know-how. When you see me in the house, you better go, what's up, G? What's up, gang? Then give me a pound, because I've been down, dedicated, and I've waited for my turn, because respect is something you earn.
Never no time to play.
That was off the Jasmine Taz album. That was, who was that? Guru.
Guru.
Yeah, yeah, Ain't No Time to Play. That's from...
You're the one who chose that one.
I know, it's a really good track. I really enjoy that track. I freaking love it. What else do we love, Camille?
Oh, cheese.
You like cheese? I quite like cheese. I actually had quite a bit of cheese last night. Hey, it's 29 minutes past 9 on 92.7 Arrow FM.
Yes, and we have had an amazing morning so far with David Hedley and Kane Harris in here. Weren't they cool?
They were very good. Very good. Very nice to have some guests, knowledgeable guests.
We should probably do
books
that a
and
bit
books
more.
And music, literature and music. I mean, you know, it's just the part. It's things that make society tick over. And everyone loves a good read, and everyone loves a bit of music, eh?
And everyone loves a good conversation. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think so. Talking to people about things that I'm actually into as well. And I'm pretty sure you're into music a little bit too, Wayne.
Oh, just a little
and
bit.
And a little bit into books.
I'm definitely going to be going to that vinyl fair.
Yeah, same. And I'm going to check out some of the book things as well.
Yeah, and like Kane was saying, bring cash, guys. Cash is king. Not a lot of them have got FPOS machines being a bit of a side hustle for some of these vendors.
Yeah, and we support side hustles for sure.
We do.
I just want to quickly bring up that we are on RFM 92.7, your community-based station. Also, we are brought to you by Trust House, but also it is the last day of Space Week. Week.
That's in Carterton. Yes. Is that at the event centre?
Yes, we love the event centre.
Is there a planetarium down there? I heard there's a mobile planetarium. I quite like that.
I wouldn't know, but I do know that on Friday from 10 till 2, there's the Mars Blueberry Planetarium at the Rangatahi Hub at the Carterton's Event Centre. And then from 6 till 10 tonight, there's the Rotary Quiz at the Carterton Event Centre. So that must be, it will do be just something to do with space, obviously. So if you think you know a little bit, that could be something really cool to get into. I was just trying to find more details. And when I'm trying to find more details, Wayne's going to talk to you about other stuff.
Hey. There's a, on the Sunday the 10th of November, so you've got about a month to prepare for this one, but it's the Wheels and Deals Swap Meet and Car Show.
Oh!
Okay, that's free entry for the public. Donations are appreciated, of course. Don't bring your dogs. It says no dogs, because dogs just, you know, they can't, dogs don't
there's want there's places for dogs and there's not places for dogs.
So, hey, you can go and get a trade stall down there for $20. You can show your cars for $10. So there's obviously going to be a few classic cars down there. It's a Featherston Community Fundraiser, Family Entertainment, Food Stalls. It's going to be held at the Featherston Soccer Field behind the rugby club rooms down there. And there's going to be classic cars, muscle cars, vintage cars, hot rods, trucks, motorbikes, electric vehicles.
Wow.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Trade stalls. You can get a hold of Vinny or Dan, and you can reach Vinny on 027447990, or get a hold of Dan on 021-654-725, or even Graham. Graham's here too. He's left his phone number for us, 021-0737177. Get a hold of those guys. Get yourself a stall. You've got any old car parts to get rid of, to swap, go down and check out some vintage cars. Go down and check out some electric vehicles.
All right, Wheels and Deals, meet you behind the rugby club rooms.
Cool. And are you going to a ball, Camille?
I am. What ball am I going to?
I think you're going to the Lady Featherston's Lemon Ball.
Yeah.
Now, the dress is formal or fancy, and that's going to be held on October the 19th.
Yes.
7 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the Anzac Hall. And once again, that's in Featherston. So Featherston's got it going on. There's going to be a continuous supper, a cash bar, a live band, and a silent auction.
Yes.
Cool. How much are the tickets for that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I can tell you. $50 for the waged people and $45 for the unwaged people. Oh, so if you want a $5 discount, just go down there with your community services card.
Yeah.
Cool.
You wins or you lose.
That's exactly right. So that's the Featherston, Lady Featherston's Lemon Ball.
Yeah, and that actually is going to be fantastic. It's not often a ball gets held in the Wairarapa, so that is actually a fantastic thing. And it's raising money for a good cause.
And guess what's happening at the Club Wairarapa tonight?
Oh, my gosh. What? Is it James Kerr?
It's not James Kerr. It's Kenny Mill.
Who's Kenny Mill?
Kenny Mill. He is a musician. Kenny will be performing from 7:30 p.m. playing all the music you know and love at the Watlin Restaurant. And that'll be open from 5:30 for dinner or a snack. And, go down and see Kenny. Go down and see Kenny.
Does anyone here, have they been to the Watlin Restaurant? Because this actually sounds quite interesting to me.
I think I might have been once.
Yeah.
Yes, a long, long time ago, though.
Do they do pineapple rings on steak? Sounds like they do pineapple rings on steak.
Pineapple rings on steak? Well, I haven't heard of that one.
No, I saw it on the program the other day.
I've heard of pineapple rings on steak. It sounds sounds interesting. Horrible? I don't know. It's pineapple shouldn't be cooked, should it?
Oh, the old, yes. Oh, it's beautiful.
What, on pizza?
Fried on the grill?
On
pizza. No, fried on the grill.
Oh, okay.
Now I've lost my plot.
I don't know. Cooked fruit? It sounds weird to me.
Yeah. Apple, stewed apples?
No.
Boiled bananas?
Oh, what? No, thank you.
Boiled bananas and custard.
Sounds terrible.
I just made
sounds
that one terrible. Up. I'm famous now.
Hey, it's 9:34. You're on Area FM 92.7 with the What's Going On show with Wayne and Camille. We changed the name of our program, guys. Yeah. That's better. It's
what's
much
going
better.
On?
What's going on, Wairarapa?
Hey, guys, there's the Vineyard Tours that are starting up again. They're going to be available Fridays, Saturdays and Sundays. Welcome to your all-in-one Glasson Winery Tour experience, the thrill and ease of a high-end e-bike whilst checking out Eula and Jonya. Sorry I said it like that. Wineries, I do like this wine. I used to like this wine and know all about it when I worked at the Martinborough Hotel. Included in this tour is the hire of an e-bike, a beautiful seasonal platter at Eula and a wine tasting at Jonya. Only $199 for those people that can afford to do something really cool like that or take your partner on a special date.
A special date?
A special date.
Sounds fantastic.
I've got a special date for you.
Hey, we're going to go to a song now.
Yes.
And in memory of the Space Week in Carterton, Camille's chosen the program. A song for us, and it's by those three guys from Brooklyn. It's the Beastie Boys. It's the Beastie Boys, and it is
Intergalactic
Planetary. Yeah. Here we go. Hey, that was pretty good. That was the Beastie Boys Intergalactic. That was for Camille. And that just reminding us all to go down today to the Carterton Event
Last
Centre.
Day.
And they've got a mobile planetarium.
Yeah, that's real cool.
It is pretty cool. And I think that runs from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Okay.
So there'll be little shows.
Yeah, little
get
shows.
Get in there and check that out. I'll tell you what else you should be checking out too, and this goes for the this little car show, like I was mentioning before. There is a test and tune.
What's that?
A test and tune, so you can just go and take your little drag car down to the old Marston and Motorplex, man, and give it a little try out. Give it a little try out. So that's November the 2nd and 3rd. You can even take your old dirty old Cortina down there if you want.
Yeah.
Probably your old Cortina's got a V8 in it by now.
Yeah.
You know. But you can take your electric car down there.
Yeah.
That's at the Masterton Motorplex Drag Racing Centre down here in Masterton next to the Hood Aerodrome. On November the 2nd and 3rd. Go and do that.
That will be really amazing. Also, the remote controlled car season is starting up again. I know nothing about it, but my friend Alton does, and he's coming on my show on Wednesday, and we'll talk about it more then. And we're also going to get the actual guy that runs the scene to come on this show at some point and talk to us about it, because how cool. We just here in Masterton, or just out of Masterton, they have a actual legit, like, professional as remote controlled car track.
I didn't know that.
And they run competitions, and there's competitions all over New Zealand, and Alton will tell us all about that and the other guy.
Whereabouts is it? Do you know where that track is?
No.
I don't know where it is. No. So
Benaiah Road or something like that.
Oh, okay.
I'm remembering correctly, Alton will definitely tell us on Wednesday as well.
I was going to say, you want some pretty flat ground for that sort of stuff too.
Yeah, Alton is so into it.
Oh, it's funny. Remote control cars, they're big time. They're big time.
Yeah.
Little petrol engines and everything.
Yeah,
so
like you're dealing with, like, little
bits and pieces.
Any little bits. Imagine if you drop a screw and you've got a real colourful mat.
It's like mini mechanics.
Yes.
It's like mini mechanics.
Yeah. Mechanical reasonings is a test you have to do to become a train driver, and that's where they want to see if you can work out if one cog is going that way, which way do all the other cogs go around it?
I see. Yeah. And mechanical aptitude tests.
Yeah, and you have to, like, answer the questions within 30 seconds. I failed the first time, and I went, and I was going to go back and do it because I wanted to drive the electric trains in Wellington.
Oh, yes.
But then I had my accidents.
Oh, no.
So that's where I was heading with my railway journey.
No worries, Camille. I'm sure you'll bounce back.
I hope I don't bounce, because I'll probably break. But I could always go and play on the train in the park, hey?
Well, you can, Camille. Yeah. You can. Maybe you could get a job driving the train down there.
I'd love to go and be the ticket office lady.
That'd be quite nice. I quite like it down there. It's really good for the kids, eh?
Yeah,
so maybe
absolutely.
You guys can do that this week, and I'm sure those trains are running.
I do. I can hear them from my house. They're amazing.
Because it is the final weekend of the school holidays, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all your kids have been home, locked away in their bedrooms, obviously playing... playing with their video games and their iPads and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And come on, guys, get your kids out. Get them out in the sunshine. It's a beautiful day out there, by the way.
Oh, man, it's going to be a scorcher. So 19 degrees is going to be our high. I reckon it will go to about 21. What do you reckon?
I reckon it's a good day for washing. I reckon it's a good day for gardening.
I reckon it's a good day for mowing your lawns.
Ah, yes. I've done the front, so it looks okay from the...
You're going to go gardening today, do you reckon?
Yeah, I've got to sort my vegetable garden out.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I'm going down to pick up some compost immediately after the show, and I'm going to spend a couple of hours in the garden.
Yeah, it's worth it, eh?
I've probably been looking at growing weeds for the last three months, but it'll probably only take me a couple of hours to clean up.
Please, sunblock and a hat.
Oh, I don't really believe in sunblock, but hats are good.
Because even in the sunlight, you can get a little bit burnt.
Well, I do notice that down here in the Wairarapa, the sun is bloody strong down here.
Really,
and it
strong.
Really, it chews your skin up within 25 minutes.
So let's just look after ourselves. I believe the best anti-wrinkle cream in the world is sunblock.
Fair enough too, Camille.
Yeah.
Fair enough too. Hey, look, I'm going to give these guys a plug out. It's Bentley's Bargains, and they're right down at the end of Bentley Street.
That's amazing.
I was just discussing it while the last... track played with Camille, and she went down as well.
Yep.
And they have everything down there, guys.
Oh, man, you need a crowbar?
They've got a pallet of crowbars. Okay, you need anything to do with roofing? You got windows? You need kitchens? These guys are a demo centre, pretty much. So if you've got an older house like mine, these are the people you really want to go down and see. And it's so nice to have something like this in town.
It really is, actually.
We used to have Rummages, and that was down on Lincoln Road, and I'm pretty sure they've moved from Carterton. So this is going to save you a little bit of gas money if you just go down to the end of Bentley Street, right down to the end. There's gates there, and have a walk around there. They've got a house for sale. They've got hardware, doors, flooring. They've got so much more. They've got Aqualine, they've got Braceline, they've just got everything. 140 Bentley Street.
Yep.
8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Super amazing.
Super incredible, I tell you.
Hey, Morrisville Country Fair on Sunday the 1st of December. There's going to be food, crafts, live entertainment, sheep shearing demo. I hope that's cutting the hair and just not sharing them around. Trick and treat stall pony rides. No dogs allowed. Okay, people, just please respect that rule. And just I know we all think our pooches are special, but they're not that special. It's at the Clark Domain, Morrisville. To book your stall, you can email Jenny today at morrisville85@gmail.com. I'm sure you can find this all online and book and pay by the 1st of November and be into the draw to win a free site. Imagine being able to go there and have a free site. So this is the Morrisville Country Fair that has been going for eons. Enjoy.
Got to do that, eh?
Yeah.
No, Country Fair, it's just great.
Yeah.
There's a spring tango in Martinborough at the Supper Room at the Waihinga Centre at the Town Hall Friday. That's tonight. October the 11th, and that's from 8 p.m. till 12 p.m. And the spring tango brings together tanguros, that's tango dancers, from around New Zealand to get together and celebrate tango dancing and our wonderful New Zealand community. Non-dancers are welcome to pop in and see the dancing with a koha at the door to help support the event. There's going to be four DJs, there's going to be five milongas, and there's going to be a live band. So that's pretty good, eh?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I tell you what else there is going on. There's a backyard barbecue and movie evening at the Aperitif Wine Bar, and that would be tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock, and join the Aperitif Wine Bar for a delightful evening under the stars in our private garden. Start the night with a delicious barbecue feast at 6 p.m.
That sounds
really good. And then settle in for a screening of Top Gun. Yes. Have you seen Top Gun, Camille?
I wish I hadn't.
I haven't seen Top Gun, Camille. I haven't seen it, but I do know it's
haven't
got
you?
No, I haven't seen
Top
Gun.
You're
it's
lucky.
Not really my kind of movie. It's got Goose and Maverick, and they did it.
I'm
they
not
did
a
it.
Huge
they did
Tom
a, they
Cruise
did a part
fan.
Two the other day, didn't they?
Yes, I
so
think
that's,
I actually
that's
watched
pretty
it.
Good. And yes, go down and check that out.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, look, there's a festival of fire as well. And
fire.
Where is that being held? That is being held at the Greyhound Village.
Ah.
Yes, and so that's Friday the 4th of October to Monday the 28th of October. So you've still got another couple of weeks of that. And it is celebrating the essence of the Great Kiwi Barbecue with the Festival of Fire. Dive into a month-long feast of barbecue-inspired food and events where you can sear, sip and savour an array of top-quality dishes and vegetables, beverages, food, meat. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anything else there, Camille?
Oh, my goodness. Look at me now. There is so much going on at the moment. Like, we're so very lucky that in this area, region that we live in, that we have all these sort of things. And I just really want to sort of, like, touch on the fact that Paddy Gower, in his new book, This Is the Beep News, is going to be part of the Barns and Yarns. How cool is that? That would be something...
Yarns and barns.
What did I say?
Barns and yarns.
Oh, my goodness. My dyslexia is coming through. So actually, that might be something I would like to do, to go and see that.
Well, he's quite famous, old Paddy Gower. Paddy Gower's had a few television programs. He's an investigative journalist.
Yeah.
He's pretty good,
I'll tell you a story about me and him after the show.
After
the show.
Cool.
Excellent.
Hey, should we go to another song, Camille?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to play Faith No More, because any excuse to play Faith No More. I haven't chosen anything which is too sweary or loud.
Yeah.
It is actually Evidence by Faith No More, and this is off the King for a Day, Fool for a Lifetime album. Enjoy this one, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was Mike Patton from Faith No More off the King for a Day, Four for a Lifetime Evidence song. That's quite good,
I love that song. Yeah,
smooth. Quite crazy. Oh, that band can just do all sorts of stuff. One minute they're rapping, the next minute it's some pretty hardcore thrashy stuff, and then that sounds like a bloody Vegas lounge act.
Yeah. It did, eh?
Yes, he's very versatile.
Swinging lounge.
Very versatile guy, Mr. Mike Patton. And a lot of other bands.
What's his name?
Mike Patton.
That's the name of my really good friend.
Yeah.
Now I get the jokes.
I think he's the third vocalist from the third vocalist that Faith No More's had.
Yes.
Do you know they had Courtney Love on originally?
Are you for real?
When she was about 18. Yeah, they had her on, but they couldn't handle her drama, so they
got rid of her.
Got the rapping guy.
She's calmed down a bit now. Hey, you're listening to Arrow FM 92.7, your community access-based station. You're listening to Wayne and Camille on their show. What's going on?
What's going on, Warrior Rapper?
Why is it called that, Wayne?
Because it's what's going on.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
We had so much fun earlier this week making a promo pick and a promo ad. It was fun, eh?
The ad was good.
And the promo picks,
you won't recognise me, I don't think.
I don't really look like that. Do you want to do, we could do some more.
Yeah, well, we could.
Yeah.
It's okay, I don't mind.
Because Marina's amazing.
She's done the doctoring on the Photoshop there very well.
She earned her wages this week, that's for sure.
So today is the 11th. It's going to be quite a nice weekend by the looks of it there. A bit chilly this morning, I thought. I think it was down to 0 degrees. It was a bit of a frost on my car. Spring's a bit like that, though, isn't it?
You know, I've got to check my garden. Yeah.
One minute it's 13 degrees in the morning, and the next minute you're down to a frost again. It's just all over the shop, really, isn't it?
Oh, probably snow on Christmas.
Yeah, it's probably something to do with climate change or global warming. Yeah. What happened to global warming, eh? I don't know either.
No, apparently it's all man-made anyway.
It just all disappeared, didn't it?
Yep.
Anyway, we're going to sign out now, guys. Yes. So remember, get your kids out for the last couple of days of the school holidays. There's a bit of sunshine out there. Go for a walk. Go and check out Henley Lake. Just out there in the big wide world. Hey, I'm going to leave you with a favourite track of mine by one of my favourite bands, and it is Weezer. Everyone loves a bit of Weezer. Well, I hope everyone loves a bit of Weezer.
This is
Beverly Hills, and I'm pretty sure it's got, who's the guy that ran the Playboy Mansion? Hugh Hefner. Hugh Hefner's on the video. But anyway, here we go. It's Weezer. Catch you later, guys. We'll see you next week. Tune in.
Bye.
From isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap. My fashion sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as creepy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody, got nothing in my pocket. Beverly Hills, that's where I want. So beautiful and clean. When the housemates rub the floors, they get the spaces in between. I wanna live a life like that. I wanna be just like a king. Take my picture by the pool, 'cause I'm the next big thing. Beverly Hills, that's where I want. I don't stand a chance. It's something that you're born into, and I just don't belong. No, I don't. I'm just a no-class beat-down fool, and I will always be that way. I might as well enjoy my life and watch the stars play. Beverly Hills.